Unit 20, Strength of the New President, Obama. Barack Obama was inaugurated as the 44th President of the United States on January 20, 2009. He is the first African American to hold this office in the history of the United States. But despite his African heritage, Obama has proven to be extremely popular, overcoming racial discrimination, and his transition into the presidency from the United States Senate has often been described as seamless and expedient. Obama began his political career in 1996 in the Illinois State Legislature. In 2004, he became a senator by winning the largest landslide election in Illinois history. At this time, Obama was only the fifth ever African-American senator to be elected to the Senate and only the third to have been popularly elected. Soon after, he went on to win the presidential election, beating the heavily favored Hillary Clinton in the Democratic presidential primary. Obama's victory is credited by most people to his ability to appeal to the diverse demographics of the U.S. population through his powerful speeches. However, the influence of his grandmother and the publicity campaign via the Internet also played critical roles in his becoming president. Obama's grandmother was a powerful figure in his life who is credited with shaping him into the person he is today. After his parents divorced, Obama lived with his maternal grandparents. His grandmother, a very stern surrogate parent, pushed him to work hard at every endeavor he pursued. She also instilled the importance of education in him by enrolling him in one of the most exclusive schools in Hawaii. Her efforts paid off as Obama went on to graduate from Columbia University and Harvard Law School. Throughout his education and political career, Obama's grandmother encouraged and supported him until her last days. Unfortunately, she never got to see Obama become president as she died on the last day of his presidential campaign. The Internet is another important factor of Obama's victory, helping him to assemble over 2 million volunteers. Political experts have compared Obama's use of the Internet with the way John F. Kennedy used television during his presidential campaign. They claim both men have been able to utilize the full potential of these mediums in both innovative and strategic ways. For instance, through his website, mybarackobama.com, Obama was able to mobilize 230,000 volunteers in the state of Florida. Obama also used social networking sites such as MySpace and Facebook. By utilizing these sites, he was able to reach more college students and citizens of the younger generation and gain the support of a group which has traditionally been uninterested in politics. Obama's campaign also took advantage of YouTube and its free video sharing platform for advertising to the masses. The videos on YouTube were more effective than television ads because viewers chose what to watch or receive them from a friend instead of having their television shows interrupted. To buy the same 14.5 million hours on broadcast television would cost $47 million. Both the fundraising and the mobilizing potential of the Internet proved key advantages for Mr. Obama during his run for president.